Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/Lisa to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/Lisa.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Today, we're going to talk to a sheriff who gave this epic response to a reporter's question about gun control.
There are individuals out there viewing, and to include some of you media, that want to blame the one thing that has no ability or the capacity to commit the crime itself, and that's the gun. These individuals committed the crime. Now, what's the solution? I wish I could give you that answer, because this world would be a whole lot better. But the fact is, society fails it. We do not hold our juveniles accountable. We minimize their actions. School districts across this state and across this nation need to quit minimizing the actions of their students. Hold them accountable. That's where the failure is.
That was Marion County Sheriff Billy Woods. And it's so refreshing to hear someone, a leader like him, just speak the truth. To give it straight to the media. He was holding a press conference about the murder of three teens in Marion County. And what's so disheartening and sad about it is they were also murdered by three teens, including a 12-year-old who's being charged for murder. So what is driving teens in America to commit murder? And what can we do about it? Marion County Sheriff Billy Woods joins me on The Truth with Lisa Booth, and he's next. Well, Sheriff, it's so good to have you on the show. Obviously, like many people, I saw your response to the media that, you know, pretty much went viral. It was nice to just have some honesty for once. We don't get that from our officials these days, so I appreciate it.
Well, you're more than welcome. It's disheartening as well. I think one of the most things that upsets me is when I do watch leaders in law enforcement get on camera. Most of the time, I know what they're thinking. They don't want to offend people. They don't want to cross that line. I don't know why, but in order to be a true leader, you got to take the step forward and say something.
Why do you think people are so afraid these days to just speak the truth?
That's a tough question to even ask. I mean, to answer, to be frank, I don't know. I watch a lot of chiefs get up and do a press conference and talk about a deputy or an officer that's been shot and the circumstances, but they don't get up there and just speak it. I don't know. What I do know for sure, it's damning. It hurts. It hurts us as a society to hear the truth, not to tell the truth out there.
That's literally, the point of this podcast is to try to, talk about things that people don't want to talk about, say things that people don't want to say, and really try to find the truth in this day and age that we live in, which is an interesting time, an interesting period of American history. I wanted to ask you, inevitably after these things, of course, we're going to talk about the shooting of the three teens by three teens. But inevitably, there's always these calls to blame guns. We need gun control. It's pretty much, we just always know what's coming. Why do you think that's always the response. Why do you think that's always where, you know, the media goes, you know, some of the left go, or politicians go?
It's the main focus. It's the thing that gets everybody's attention. It's the biggest drive for political to say, hey, let's get rid of those guns. And I think we don't talk about the real thing is the real root of the causes. The causes of the problems is not the gun. You heard me say it, and you've probably heard me in all my other interviews say it. The gun doesn't have the capability of committing the crime. It's the person. And let's say if the gun was never created in society and we only carried around swords, they'd be going after the swords, getting rid of the swords. But what everybody has to remember, and this is what I find, it's truly disturbing as American. And as time goes by, time is our greatest enemy, by the way, because the further we get away from 1776, we begin to forget the reason and the purposes of the Constitution and why those men gave everything they had. And there's reasons why they have each of those amendments, each of those bills in there to our Constitution, why they're specifically written, especially the Second Amendment. And that's a line that we should never cross. You know, we can come up with laws to regulate how certain things done. I don't totally agree, you know, say that there shouldn't be any form of law out there to regulate in some shape, way, or form. But the fact is we keep pushing that line back. And I haven't done this. I'd be curious to know if anybody's ever done this history. When we actually started, how far back did we start pushing on this Second Amendment and creating our gun laws? We keep pushing that line back and back to a point that it's going to disappear. The gun's not the focus. I said it in that press conference. The problem is this. Our family unit has been destroyed over the decades. It is diminishing as time goes by. Our school districts throughout this nation, not just here in Marion, not just here in the state of Florida, but across this nation, our school districts are failing. What they do is they minimize the actions of their students. Okay. And along with our justice system, we have these diversion programs, and I'm not against diversion programs. Diversion programs are good when they're applied to the right people that they need to be applied to. But the problem is it's become the norm. It should be the exception, not the norm. And even in our juvenile justice, you know, and ours is stepping up to the plate here in the state of Florida of changing the way they operate, changing the way they view the juveniles and their violations. You know, we have to hold them accountable. That's the way I learned. I was held accountable, and I sure enough knew what the consequences were going to be if I took a certain action. But the kids today don't.
I joked around on TV a couple of months back talking about how I stole a yo-yo in kindergarten from church, and my parents made me take the yo-yo back, apologize to the pastor. Of course, he sat me down, told me why stealing was wrong. It had an impact on me because I was like, okay, stealing's bad. You know, I got it registered. And so to your point, you know, when we live in this society without consequences, of course, people are going to behave badly. And it seems like we're increasingly living in a society without consequences.
Yep. Well, but you know, you asked me just before I just went on for a long period there on you, is you asked me why they focused on the gun. It's the easiest thing to focus on. They don't want to admit to the problems in which they're doing and causing. They don't want to admit that there's a problem in the family unit. They don't want to admit to there's a problem in the judicial system unless their kid gets arrested, and there's always a problem with the judicial system. But it's all of those factors. They just want to ignore it. They want to focus on the one thing that they see as the problem, and it's the easiest one to get other people's attention.
You know, and I do think you had mentioned the Second Amendment and the fact that we keep getting closer to the line of losing it. And I think that's probably the point, and the intention behind a lot of that is that's where they want us to be, where, you know, we can't own guns, where we lose the Second Amendment, or, you know, you look at some things that are happening. You know, fortunately, we live in the great state of Florida, but, you know, you look at some of these liberal counties in Texas, for instance, and you've got the Sergeant Perry found guilty. And basically all he did was self-defense. You know, there also seems to be an effort of making self-defense illegal as well, leaving us essentially defenseless.
You know, I guarantee if you talk to our founding fathers, that kind of would sound familiar to them. That's kind of probably what they dealt with when the reason the Second Amendment was put in, because you had a king that said you couldn't have a gun. And that's what we're about to revert back to. And that's what, you know, the majority of U.S. citizens fear is by getting rid of that Second Amendment, what they're going to take away from it, and which is truly alarming, truly.
It's certainly scary. You know, we have definitely seen a massive loss of liberty, particularly after COVID. It really expedited a lot of it, sadly. It seems like not everyone has taken notice, but I hope they don't start to notice before it's too late. In the instance of the murders of these three teens in Marion County, one of the teenagers who is facing charges is 12 years old. You know, I think a lot of people are asking themselves, what drives a 12-year-old to commit murder?
Well, like us when we were a kid, you want to fit in with the clique. You want to do what the big boys are doing when you're that long, young in a group. Think about it for a minute. Except it's been taken to a whole new level. They want to be part of something. Here's what's truly disturbing. I might get yelled at by my staff, but that's all right. But what is truly disturbing is I watched the interview of the 12-year-old, okay? He had no, how do I put this? He couldn't realize the decision in which he made and what effect that it had. It was, I want to say callous, because it wasn't callous. It was nothing there. Absolutely nothing from a 12-year-old. Now, people out like yourself, and what you just mentioned, outside of this world, is just astonished that a 12-year-old could do this. To be frank, it's really not surprising to us in law enforcement. You know how many juveniles we come in contact on a regular basis committing crimes? That's what's alarming. And because all their crimes that they keep committing, it eventually lead them to what his actions was. He's in a group with six people that are going out there to commit armed robberies. Okay? They didn't have the guns for self-defense. They had the guns because they were going to commit armed robberies, armed burglaries, whatever else that they've got criminal activity were going to do. It was inevitable for them to go to this level. And the problem with that 12-year-old, whether it be a home, school, or the judicial system, that kid was never held accountable for his actions.
Let's take a quick commercial break. More with Sheriff Billy Woods. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be. With the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X, folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like an electric blanket, microwave, RV air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including four AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/Lisa to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/Lisa.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
You had mentioned that this may be, you know, sort of surprising to people of us, you know, of those of us who are outside of law enforcement. You know, you've been in law enforcement for a long time. You've been serving your community, serving the state of Florida. Are we seeing more of sort of like this increased youth violence than when you first started working in law enforcement? Or what kind of trends are you seeing as someone who has served your community for a long time?
Oh, it is definitely increased. since 33 years ago, since the first day. Now, don't get me wrong. We had juveniles back then to commit a crime, but what you mostly saw was them stealing from the Jiffy store, stealing candy, bubble gum, and something like that. Not to this level. And over the last three decades of my career, it has just alarmingly increased. But also, and the reason I said it when I said it on camera, I've already said it and I'll repeat it again. I've also seen the family unit destroyed. I've seen it, the diversion programs come in, not only through the schools, holding them accountable, but also in the judicial system, in the courts. And that's why no one's ever noticed, is because it gradually occurred. And that applies when I talk about juveniles and the decisions we make and the consequences as a result of our decisions. Guess what? Decisions of our family unit, the decision in the courts, the decision of the diversion programs is beginning to catch up to us now.
And what do those diversion plans or programs look like for people who are sort of unfamiliar with that?
Well, I'll give you an example. We have, and which isn't effective, don't get me wrong. I don't want people to think that I hate these type of just totally disregard these programs. We have what's called a WILLOW, work in lieu of arrest for our juveniles. And they get, and there's only certain things that crimes that they'll commit, whether it be possession of marijuana, a fight, the minor misdemeanor crimes that we can divert them through this program. They agree along with their parents that they go and do work out like picking up trash on the side of the road or go to a park where they got to clean up or do certain work there. And they work with the county. Those are the diversion programs I'm talking about. But the problem is not the diversion problem in and of itself. It's as you put everybody into that and you keep giving them. Now, our diversion programs, we give them like one or two chances. If this is your second time, you're not in this program anymore. You get to go to the next level.
You know, are we becoming desensitized to the loss of life as a society?
Well, that depends on who you are. I think the kids are.
Yeah.
You know why? You know, as much as I love video games, but think about the video games that they've put out in the last three decades. And they become desensitized to that degree of knowing. You know, when I was growing up, the gun was put in my hand the first time. I was shown by my parents and by my grandfather that if you shoot, this is what happens. Okay. I don't think that occurs. They desensitize them through the games in which they play. They make it, it's a game. So it's a game to them if they kill somebody on the computer. Well, why can't I do that out here in the world?
I got my first gun not too long ago, and, you know, I went through courses. I took it very seriously because, to your point, it can do a lot of damage. And so it's something that, you know, should be taken seriously. And so these kids, they were able to get the gun. It was through robbery. Is that correct?
Robberies, thefts. They actually got them through theft, a burglary, basically stealing it from a vehicle. There's also the one being sold through Snapchat off my head, and please forgive me. Anyways, it was sold between there. Now, just because the transaction with a juvenile doesn't mean the person on the other end didn't steal it for somebody. Because here's the other thing. People with guns, they don't always record their serial number somewhere, right? So it may get stolen and we don't even know it. Or they made a report. We just don't have a serial number. So the gun in which a person may have obtained could be a stolen gun without them even knowing it.
I think one of the challenges we face as people who believe in the Second Amendment is a lot of people in the media and, you know, a lot of politicians are just uninformed about things. You know, like they don't know what an AR-15 really stands for. You know, they don't know that it was actually developed for civilian use. You know, so it's like the challenge in a lot of this is that the people who are calling for gun control the most are actually the least informed about guns.
Oh, absolutely. They're totally ignorant to the guns themselves. I could show you an expert that can take a revolver, okay, and fire it. And if I took out the video, right, he can fire a revolver that when you hear it, you will think it's a fully automatic weapon. So people in this world are crying, it's a fully automatic. They ain't got a clue. They're ignorant to everything that's occurring here. Listen, that person that entered the schools to do these shootings could use a black powder gun just as much as an AR AR-15 and get the same result.
What are your thoughts on social media and its role in some of the violence we're seeing, or, you know, mental health issues among young people? I worry that it has sort of created a social contagion of sorts.
I totally agree. I think social media is probably one of our biggest problems in law enforcement, because last 2 years, what prompted our great governor to push the riot bill, in which he did, was people will claim that there's, like, downtown, city of Ocala here is my county seat. And we'll get social media. People will start posting, hey, I'm coming with a gun. And then the people start posting, there'll be guns. So you divert all your resources that you have to address this threat that's supposedly out there. And then when we get down deep into the dive, we find out that it's a false allegation. And social media, for people to be able to just talk between each other without, especially kids, that's part of the problem. Parents give them phones out here to just carte blanche, use it however they want. So they can connect with people that they shouldn't be connecting with. And this comes back to the parents not paying attention to their kids. But the social media is a huge problem in our society right now. Yes, it's an easy communication. I won't deny it. The fastest way I can correct a rumor and the fastest way I can get information out is my social media. That's the good side of it.
We've seen over the years sort of a hostility towards our police officers. You know, what impact have you seen that have on, you know, your colleagues?
You know, it's a lot more reluctant for people to come into the profession. You know, 30 years ago when I started, you put your application on, you were on a list, even with a small department, of a list of 200 to 300 people wanting to be into law enforcement. I struggle now, after all the background checks, is I struggle even having a list of 10 to 15 people. And that's going high on my scale right now. And people don't want to enter the law enforcement career because of what's in it. And here's what's alarming. I'll tell you, and I'm pretty sure any sheriff or chief that gets on every single day on my desk, I get a teletype message from some agency or some office in the United States where an officer has died in the line of duty. Now, that ranges from a car accident all the way to being shot in the back of the head while they're writing a report sitting in their vehicle. And that is truly alarming when society has gone to the degree that we've got people out here who will just walk up to law enforcement and just basically execute them. And it's unacceptable.
It absolutely is. And it's unacceptable even in the rhetoric that I think some of society uses towards a police officer, because you guys put on a badge to go out and keep our communities safe and keep us safe. So you deserve our respect. You know, sir, is there anything you'd like to leave us with before we go? Any messages you'd like to leave parents with or anyone listening?
I would tell parents, quit trying to be their best friend and be a parent, because you're not only doing your child a disservice, but you're doing a society a disservice. Be a parent.
I think that's a good message to send, sir. Well, we appreciate your voice. I really do appreciate you speaking out and just being honest. I really think that we need more leaders like you who just tell it how it is and speak the truth. So, Sheriff Woods, I appreciate what you do. Thank you for serving the state of Florida, and thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
That was Marion County Sheriff Billy Woods from the great state of Florida. I appreciate him joining the show and appreciate just the honesty, right? I mean, imagine if everyone just told the truth and was honest, we probably wouldn't be in as crazy of a society as we are today. I want to thank you guys at home for listening every Monday and Thursday, but of course you can listen throughout the week. I want to thank John Cassio, my producer, for working so hard to put the show together. Please leave us a review, give us a rating on Apple Podcasts. Until next time. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/Lisa to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/Lisa.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.